I can't take this shit no more.
It is the HMB Sides, available exclusively on HMBRadio.com. Uncut, uncensored content with creatives working and living in Tampa Bay. This is with Rio Paris. Rio's back. Big Elliott Smith fan. Would not have thought. And that's what I guess I get, you know, for guessing.
Hey, fan of Elliott Smith. I'm a fan of, like, music dating back to like the 20s and on. Like, I listen to the not necessarily obscure, because that's a word that can be placed on art that is just great music, but like, I like old Cape Cod to Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix and The Doors and The Band and Tupac and Biggie and DMX and Eminem and Elliott Smith, Nirvana.
We had talked, you were doing music. What's your genre that you perform in?
Rap, sing a little, and produce.
You got a little bit of everything there. You play any instruments?
I played trumpet. I can no longer read notes.
Really? So that, you lost it?
Yeah, because it was from, let me see, 6th to 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I asked you how old you were, but you didn't really tell me. How old are you?
Oh, 32.
32, okay. 32,
yeah.
I'm going to be 31 on Wednesday.
Word.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm there, man.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, man. I'm in the 30s now.
Cool.
Like, 30 was this year. It's the transitionary period from your 20s.
Yes.
Now I'm in my 30s. I'm ready to go.
Yes.
I feel better. I'm
good.
Happy to be in my 30s.
Awesome.
The 20s were terrible.
I don't know
what your experience was like.
A lot of suicidal thoughts, mm-hmm. still there. a lot of different things.
You learn how to be an adult in your 20s.
You do. And how not to be. Yeah, because let's just say some experimentation, little mind elevation off of different things other than what is trying to be legalized. So, yeah.
Are you a drug guy?
Was.
What was your favorite?
Not heavy, like Rio. One day I'm going to walk into a room and he's going to have the syringe in his arm in the corner. Not like, I don't want to make it seem like I was that guy. Like, yo, man, I just left Rio, dude. I don't know if he's going to make it, man. You might want to say goodbye tonight, bro.
What did you dabble in? What was your things?
Well, I enjoyed a little bit of the GHB.
Really? Is that the date rape drug?
Well,
you would just roofie yourself?
No. No. Here's the popular misconception. So it was used as a date rape drug, which is why they took it off the market, because it was sold in GNC.
Was it really?
Yeah. Yeah, because it helps you, like,
work out?
Like,
okay.
Build muscle mass. Uh-huh. So a lot of people don't know, too. So GHB puts you in your stage of sleep REM, which is your best stage of sleep. You know, the male or female is the most horny. Your dreams are the most vivid. So you're not experiencing that awake, but the way you feel is like you're in that stage of sleep. So if you're happy, you're going to be the happiest that you've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
If you're depressed, you're going to be more depressed than ever.
Yeah.
And because you can get horny also, that's what, like, dudes knew as well. So that's where it came to putting it in girls' drinks. Like, hey, you didn't want to have sex a minute ago. What's going
now
on?
Down,
what happened?
Yeah.
You're horny now? I didn't do it. So, yeah. So unfortunately, if you scumbags.
You had to ruin it for everybody, man.
Yeah, man. One time I took too many, and this is if anybody out there is still trying to get down. So two caps, if it's good, trust me, is all you need.
Two will do you.
Two will do you.
I had my old roommate had a story with GHB. He was at Mickey Quinn's down in Seminole.
Cool.
And it was, I think it was like a Thanksgiving weekend because everybody was in town. The bar was packed.
Got it.
And he had this guy that he actually didn't really care for in high school. But the guy came up to him, hey, man, and slap on the back. And he's like, oh, all right, hey. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, take some of this. And it was a little Visine bottle with some clear liquid in it.
Wow.
And the guy kind of turned around, and my friend was kind of an idiot. He's not the smartest guy. He's a very smart guy.
Right.
But he's just floating in the breeze.
Yeah.
So, okay. And he took a big gulp of it. Oh. And then the guy turned back around and goes, hey, you didn't take all that, did you? He's like, yeah, why? He's like,
no.
Oh, dude, that's GHB. You should go. And then immediately he said, Adam was like, I looked around, saw the doorway and a door went, like really far away.
Oh,
and he
no.
drove home. He drove. It was pretty close to his house. And he said he woke up in the morning and he was just parked in the yard. He was just in the
yard.
But I guess he made it. I don't know. But yeah, that's pretty scary.
Yeah, that is.
I don't know if he raped himself or what he did in the car. But his mom came up to the door, gave it a little knock on the glass. And he's like,
really?
Yeah, I've never dabbled in that. I'm pretty tame when it comes to drugs.
Okay.
I've done a little bit of stuff. Some mushrooms. Yeah, I did some mushrooms. Last time I did them, I did not have a good experience.
Okay.
I would like to do them again,
awesome.
But I also feel like you said, you have to be in the right mood.
Yeah.
And my moods are pretty erratic, so I'm afraid of doing it and having a bad time.
You definitely have to be careful with drugs that require you to be in a certain state to take them.
I did Molly a couple years ago.
Dangerous.
It was fun as hell. I had a good time. It actually wasn't that fun because it was my first time. I had no idea. We went to this bar, Octave, down here, which is no longer open anymore, but it was like this weird hipster bar. And I'm just like, I remember just sitting in the chair, just like rubbing my knees with my eyes closed. And then my friend's like, it was a chick, so it wasn't weird, but she's like touching my hand. Everything's cool. Don't worry about it. And then this guy's like, drunk guy, hey, man. I was like, oh, God. And I had a bandana on. He's like, you look like a dude from the Lost Boys. And I was like, oh.
Uh-oh.
Cool. Please leave me alone.
Lost Boys reference.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Still around, man. But so, and then the next day, I woke up and I cried. And I think that was the last time I cried.
Yeah, man.
It messed me up for like 2 days.
Molly, like the cocktail can be like some stuff that you can die from. Like that's... Because people thought they were just doing Molly. Oh, Papa Molly, I'm sweating. They're hearing it in songs, thinking that they're cool. Papa Molly, you're dead if if it's not what you thought it was.
Yeah.
But shrooms, though, especially hydro shrooms, good experience. After I got back home, my buddy told me, hey, don't go to the club on these. And I was like, let me explain something to you, dude.
This is not my first rodeo.
Right. I do this. If you haven't noticed, I am out of my mind mainly 24/7, buddy. You watch how I roll. Got to the club and my buddy was like, yo, we're gonna have a good time, Rio. I'm like, oh yeah, don't worry about it. I went in the bathroom and looked in the mirror, and my entire body was morphing, and I kind of like, all right, so that was scary. And then I'm looking at people at the bar, and all kind of things are happening. So I go up to him. He's like talking to three chicks. I'm like, yo, guess what, man? We gotta go.
Did he take you home, or was he like, "Nah, man, we gotta hang out, talk to these girls"?
Fortunately, he was the understanding.
Oh, good that's good.
Friend.
You had a good friend there, then.
Here's what happened, though. That's one of the most, I was more emotional than I've probably ever been with the other dudes who took shrooms as well. So I get back with them. The friend that I'm talking about went back out. But me and three of my other friends, we're standing outside looking at trees. Like, it looks like Disney World outside. And we are just sharing the most, like, people, anybody that heard the conversation probably would have been confused.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we were coming on to each other, but it was just that soft and heartfelt, like, man, whoever knew that the sky was this beautiful, man. Look at the grass. You see how...
That's a great thing about mushrooms, though, is that it really gets you in tune with your environment and really makes you appreciate where you're at.
Yes. I think that changed my life.
Yeah.
Including drove out of a 3-foot bone with no water almost on a daily basis, opening up that left brain a lot. Yeah. So, shrooms, GHB, marijuana... Tried acid. Acid was bad, so it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, wanted to do peyote. That never happened. May or may not have snorted Xanax.
That's pretty standard then.
Yeah.
It's not totally out of control.
Yeah. Like I said, I wasn't that guy who you didn't see for 3 days. And the last time you did see me, I was in the same spot. 3 days later.
With yes. a needle sticking out of your arm.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude, what day is it? No, sir.
Yeah, we had Adam, again, the same guy.
Right.
We took I took mushrooms for the first, well, second time, I guess, with them. And we eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of sitting around. Are they kicking in? I don't know. And we're, I think so. I think I'm starting to feel it. And Adam goes, uh-oh. He went, what? He says, I got to use the bathroom. So I'm like, you better go now, man, because you ain't going to have too much time left.
Right.
So he's like, okay, all right. So he goes, and my buddy Mark had this really tiny apartment. Adam's a giant.
Yeah.
He's huge. Like, even I'm a pretty big guy, too, and I was barely fitting in there.
Yeah.
So me and Mark are chatting, you know, hey, I think they're kicking in. Yeah. And all of a sudden you hear Adam go, hello, from the bathroom.
Yes.
And we started dying. I was like, oh, yeah, they're kicking in now.
No.
But it ended. He was fine. He managed to get his butt wiped, you know, in time and everything. And then we had a hilarious time. It was a really fun memory.
Windows Media Player.
Yes, with the light. Yep. Yeah, that's we had that cooking, and we watched Zardoz. Are you familiar with Zardoz?
Yes.
With Sean Connery.
Yes.
Classic. We watched that. That was funny as hell.
Very cool. Yep. Just love Sean Connery.
Walked down to the beach. Got to hang out on the beach. It was beautiful, man.
I love it.
But then the last time we did them with my other roommate, and it just wasn't the same.
Okay.
And I was also like really, I think I was going through a breakup at the time.
There we
so
go.
I was sad. You can't be doing drugs when you're breaking up with people.
No. That's when you overdose.
Yeah.
You either overdose or you go to prison. So pick your poison.
Yeah.
You cheated. I hate you. I'm doing GHB. You're going to remember me when I die. Even though you cheated on me on purpose.
And it was, I love you.
Right.
Yeah.
Been through it, man.
Haven't we all? That's one of those things that you have to go through, that we all go through getting our heart broken.
Breakup material coming.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So much. So much. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, there are this human conditions where we go through certain things.
Yes.
And people dying on you.
Yeah.
That's one of those things.
Yeah.
And breakups. That's another one of those things.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any others that everybody will experience on this planet.
Another
at least
loss?
One. Yeah, mostly loss, I guess. Yeah.
Parental?
Yeah, but that's usually when they pass away or something.
Or just say, hey, I don't want to be your dad anymore.
Did that happen to you?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, Jesus. That is an extreme example there. That sounds terrible. That's worse than dying.
My back hurts because it's cold, and I've been in a car accident, and this never used to happen. So, like, I want to laugh a lot harder than I'm laughing, but there's pain shooting up my back.
I got that too, man.
Is
I got some discs in my back, herniated discs. Yeah.
Never believe people, especially old people. I can tell it's about to get cold because my knees are acting up. Like, what are you talking about? You think, are you trying to portray yourself as this all-knowing, wise old man? You don't know nothing about the cold, old man. You're fine. It's just you getting old. That's why your bones hurt. Yo.
It's true.
Didn't know, though. My back is killing me. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, weather changed, back hurts. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. I can tell when it's going to rain, too,
I believe,
based on that.
Too. Me too. Or like the old men used to say, when it's about to get cold. When, like you said, when it's about to rain. And what's weird is that, like, I haven't even really taken time to think about that that's a thing. So if this is a thing that you experience and I experience and other people have spoken about.
That's the other thing, then. That's the other thing that we all go through. We all experience. Right. You're going to have a knee or something that's bugging you, and then you'll be able to predict the goddamn weather. It's awesome.
Yes.
So, you know, it's trade-offs, you know?
Right. Why?
I don't know. It's just the way it is. It's the mystery of life.
The universe.
Do you have religious beliefs? What do you believe in?
I believe I can fly. And R. Kelly.
R. Kelly was a great philosopher.
Yes, one of many. The pissism is something that a lot of people have not tapped into yet.
I'm not familiar with that.
Pissism is what R. Kelly created.
Oh, really?
I believe I can fly time.
No shit. I have no idea.
It was in relation to urine. So pissism.
Oh, this is not real then. I was like, whoa, R. Kelly. Wow, you're blowing my mind right now. He's already been so experienced and been such a part of my life already.
Right, yeah.
I can't believe I never heard about this.
When you have the anointing, you can pee on someone and they will become enlightened. Their third eye just pops open like, oh, that's what I was waiting on.
You better close your other two eyes, though, because you don't want to get pissed in there.
No, not at all. And if that's ever happened to you, I can only speak for myself. In your eye, it doesn't burn as much as one would think, but if it gets in there good, then your cornea might be like, okay, you're tripping a little bit. So treat your eyes right. What's the message in that? Do I have faith? Yes. Yes. I do believe in a higher power.
But just don't know what it is?
That gets, all right, so I believe in a God. I believe in a God.
Just one. One to control it all.
One to control it all. Religion gets deep. I've read different things that have piqued my interest. That's what I'll say.
But not really leaning towards. You're admitting the possibility of a singularity, but you don't know what it is, and you're sitting on the fence because you're not comfortable saying what that is.
There's a lot of stories out there that are very similar. No matter what culture you go to. And then there's some other cultures who quite possibly explain a little more. Such as like a goddess being murdered and her body being the sky and her body being the ocean. Like, hence Mother Earth, or like just different things like that. Not necessarily Greek mythology, but some ties into it. Or, you know, if you want to go to the Bible and like the Old Testament, where God was kind of...
He's a vengeful God.
Yeah.
Didn't really like people that much.
Yeah, a lot of people. Turn around and I will turn you to salt. Think it's a game. Oh, y'all don't believe me? Watch this. And God was just handling business. And then you got the Jesus thing, and then you have the devil, and then you have in Sanskrit, I believe it is, like Lucifer means bearer of light. So some people have, here's what, I'm more interested in what other people believe than what I believe.
Me too. That's why I like to ask, because I'm not certain. I have no idea. And I'm willing to sit on that fence mm-hmm. and not take a side because yeah. I don't know. I will acknowledge the possibility of it. Mm-hmm. But also, if these stories in the Bible were true, why aren't they happening now? So that's what questions me, you know.
People in control believe in the elite, believe in a higher power.
Is this like going back to like the Illuminati and things of that nature?
Different people in control. Different people, different bloodlines that exist. Which
so
is cool.
You have some beliefs and you're just not comfortable in saying them, I think.
I feel like I will be murdered if I express my beliefs on a public platform. Because as I stated, my dad worked for the government, top secret stuff. And, of course, could never say what he was really doing and speak on. And literally was not joking, said, if I tell you anything, I would have to kill you. That was a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets, the more clearances that you have, the more, of course, that you're exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And just doing research and hearing different stories, you definitely see that there is a whole nother world out there. It's a dimensional world. You know, right now we're in the third dimension, the I identity, which probably shouldn't go into all this, but just, you know, with the I identity, you have people who, that's why Apple, and of course the Apple having a bite taken out of it being their logo, you make that tie in, and then...
Oh, like the Adam and Eve thing?
Right. Uh-huh. And then if we're... With the I identity, which is basically saying that people are only concerned about themselves currently, hence iPad, iPod, iTunes, and it all kind of ties in. So
yeah, I never really thought about that before, but you're absolutely right.
Gets kind of interesting. So for the elite, and if you want to say Masons or Scottish Rite, whatever the case may be. And here's the thing, too. I don't even knock. And that may come off as weird. I don't even knock them. Believe what you want to believe. Who am I to say that they're wrong? Just because if I say that you're wrong, that's based on my interpretation. What if I'm wrong?
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But somebody's right.
I think nobody's right.
There we go.
It's going to be totally different than what everybody believes. It's going to be a little different.
God is...
It's not... You're not possible of knowing these things. Well, you got to get out of here?
I'm running. I'm running there like maybe five more minutes.
Okay. Well, what do you want to talk about in 5 minutes? I'm going to leave it up to you. You don't know me, so I'll tell you what. You can ask something about me.
Sure.
And I will answer honestly.
What gets you into comedy?
I was always a fan. I used to listen to my grandmom's records. She had Bill Cosby records.
Okay.
And I've always just been a comedy fan. I remember she was the one who got me Comedy Central when I was a kid.
Okay.
I kind of had a weird... I was a sad kid.
Yes.
And laughing at other you know, comedy made me feel better.
True.
And then I wanted to share that and try my hand at it.
Wow.
And I, in turn, made it a passion. I started when I was 18... I don't really do it as much mm-hmm. as I probably should.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more focused on this and doing the radio thing. I feel
cool.
like that's where my talent lies in.
Got it.
But I will say I've done a few gigs, mm-hmm. and I've always done well.
Yes.
So it's something I want to try to do more, but also I don't have that thing eating in the back of my head telling me I need to be up on stage 4 times a week.
Okay. Got it.
So I'm trying to build the scene here, though. I'm definitely trying to be a part of it. I like hanging out with comics. Mm-hmm. I find them to be the best people, the best and the worst in their own ways.
Yes.
They have all have egos, but you have to in order to do this job, I think, you know. And I just like to be a part of the community, and I like to try to help and be there and help build it.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
I think it has. In the past year, it's definitely picked up quite a bit.
Good.
So.
It's good work, man. So who are your favorite comics? Like, if you had to do... a top 5 of all time.
Okay, number 1, Patrice O'Neill.
Okay.
Doug Stanhope will be on that list.
Yes, sir.
I guess I would have to put Louis C.K. on there. Okay. His first three specials were amazing.
Got it.
And everybody kind of, well, number four, I like Bill Hicks a lot, but Bill Hicks, I don't even really consider a comedian.
Okay.
He was like a philosopher, I feel like. Number five would be, this is tough. I feel like I've answered this before and they've always been different. I like Birbiglia a lot too.
Okay, Mike. Yeah.
Mike Birbiglia. Mm-hmm. I guess that would be my top five. I'll probably be kicking myself in a few minutes.
Cool.
What about you? What would be your top five?
It is what it is. Because I like that list. I like all the comics. Actually, I want to say on splitsider.com. Maybe not. So either on splitsider.com, thecomicscomic.com, I think it's thelaughbutton.com. So on one of the websites, they just did, like, the person that wrote it did a review of every Doug Stanhope album.
Really? I gotta check that out then.
Yes. So if you put in something like Doug Stanhope career review or album review, ultimate collection or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure it'll pop up, which was cool. It was good to read. Very funny. I like for the top five.
It's hard, man.
It is.
Because you're going to leave somebody off. You're going to be like, shit.
I'm Pryor. I'm Carlin. I am I'm Patrice.
I'm taking Birbiglia off and putting Bill Burr on.
Bill Burr is awesome. I want to, based on the albums that I've heard, and off of pure, what I view as pure genius, and I personally believe, as a one-liner, to get to the next level, and this is no disrespect to Dangerfield, this is no disrespect to Stephen Wright, Mitch Hedberg.
Yep, another good one.
It's like, these are very well-crafted jokes. And for number five of all time, it's hard. It's hard to go with, like,
really
people
hard.
That are alive.
Yeah. Oh, Geraldo. I forgot. He's
great,
really
Geraldo,
good.
Geraldo, yeah.
Love Geraldo.
Great. I kind of want to be honest with you, because of the specials, I might go Chris Rock, man.
Chris Rock's great. Bigger and Blacker. I had that on DVD. I must have watched it 100 times at the very least.
Brain to Pain. Like, yep. And then, of course, you have... And that's the crazy thing. Like, if we did 10, I know we'd be like, oh, yeah, Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, you know, the other people that you named.
Yeah. It's hard, man. And then, even then, you'd be second-guessing yourself once you got to 9 or 10.
Right?
So there's always great. You know, I saw Chappelle at... This is the last thing, and I'll get you out of here.
No, it's all good.
Did you see Chappelle when he came here? To
I
Ruth
did.
Becker? What did you think?
I may or may not have footage.
What did you think? I was a little bit... I think maybe I had expectations knowing he is who he is.
Ooh.
And I was not impressed.
Oh, and Cat Williams.
See, there you go. I'm telling you.
Who's coming here in February?
You think he's actually going to perform?
I do. He performed at the Sundome like 2 years ago.
Has he got it together now? He's a mess.
Comedy, and that's another story. Me and you, let's talk about that off record. But, yeah. Because it wasn't a joke when he's like, I've been arrested 36 times in 36 months. And there's absolutely a witch hunt out for me at this current time. If anything, and I do mean anything, love
That's
Kat.
A fucking great impression, too, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you.
That
Thank
is fantastic.
You, I worked on it. No, Chappelle. So I actually, and I felt like he's the best that he's been.
Really?
I did. I felt like there's a clarity that he has now coming back to for being gone so long, where the jokes are better crafted than they've been. And that's hard based on, you know, Killing Them Softly and his half hour. I feel like, I don't know.
He, and maybe it was the show you went to that was different, because I went, I think it was the earlier show.
Okay.
He was very aloof, and his aloofness kind of bothered me a little bit.
Last day, whatever that was, last show.
Oh, okay. So yeah. you caught him when he was about to get out of here. He was probably like, thank God I get to get out of Florida or Clearwater.
Went a little longer,
uh-huh.
From my understanding. Kind of crazy. Hey, dude, you should wait, man. You should wait, because Chappelle, like, signed stuff last night.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, that's what I said. But then me, Jarrett Waters, and Cam waited for, and my girlfriend, who was pregnant at the time. Yeah.
And he didn't come out.
Came out, Dave, and this
went right back in. Turned around, scared him.
Yo, drove by this hour, after an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. This guy goes, Dave, and keep in mind before he said, "Dude, yeah, I'm thinking about doing comedy." That's what he said to us. Dave Chappelle comes out. Dave, we're comics.
That was it,
dude. Got in the car with the family, threw up the hand, and was like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Everybody else was just chill.
He knows that you would talk his ear off. He, as a comic, you want to pick that guy's brain.
No.
And he does not, he ain't trying to do that.
No.
No. He lives in a farm in Ohio, and he's very content being with his family.
Yeah.
There.
Now we got beef he doesn't know about, but that's something. No, I'm joking. Dave Chappelle is one of the greatest to ever do it. He said Richard Pryor's the greatest at the beginning of Richard Pryor's documentary, Omit the Logic, which was cool to see. And is if you take it serious and you want to be great at this, then it's all good. And for what you're doing, you know, with the podcast, the world needs more awesome, true, genuine podcasts. And I feel like that is what this experience has been. And very conversational, which on a political level, on a racial level, and then we tapped into comedy also. So I enjoyed it, man. This is cool.
And, you know, you said this was a fun one, and I hope it is. I want it to be fun. I want to give an outlet for comedians and whoever else, creatives in Tampa, to have an outlet to speak their mind, you know, whether it be, I wanted them to talk about what they're doing, but I also want to talk to you as a person.
Yes.
And I think we got to do that today. It was great talking to you, my friend.
Let's do it again.
Absolutely. You come back anytime. Real Paris. Thank you very much. I'm going to play
you,
Elliot Smith for you on the way out. Thanks again, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Thought I'd buy and it's now black and white. Cause you took apart a picture that wasn't right. Pitch burning on a shining sheet. The only maker that you wanna meet. A dying man in a living room. Whose shadow paces the floor. We'll take you out in the open door. This is not my life. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. It's not what I'm like. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. I couldn't get things right. A fond farewell to a friend. Really, I just wanna dance. Good and evil match, perfect, it's a great romance. I can deal with some psychic pain. If it'll slow down my higher brain. Things full of disappearing ink. Vomiting in the kitchen sink. Disconnecting from the missing link. This is not my life. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. It's not what I'm like. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. I couldn't get things right. A fond farewell to a friend. Up with the enemy, the cold comfort of the in-between, a little less than a human being, a little less than a happy high, a little less than a suicide. The only things that you really try, this is not my life, it's just a fond farewell to a friend. It's not what I'm like. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. You couldn't get things right. A fond farewell to a friend. This is not my life. It's just a fond farewell to a friend.